Hi, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Anxiety. I'm Heike.
I'm Tessa.
Hello. Happy Tuesday. Okay, so I think we finally figured out the name of our favorite thing we're talking about
every week. The favorite things we're enjoying at the moment.
Thank you. I'm just like trying to like be descriptive and it's just not coming out. But this week's best. And Tess and I keep fucking forgetting what it's called and have to keep looking. It is. And we didn't come up with it. I'm going to shout out our friend Eden. Thank you so much for giving us the idea. It's cute. And yeah, so, you know, we're going to kick it off right in the beginning. This week's best. This week's best. Yes, I said it right. Okay. It's going to take me a minute. But mine this week is the Kosas Airbrow gel. I'm wearing it right now, to be honest. And
your eyebrows look fucking amazing.
Thank you so much. And it wasn't gonna be my this week's best because I had another product lined up, but then Tessa said like your eyebrows and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, she actually was like something about my eyebrows. I was like, yeah, they do look really good and I'm tired and I'm really envious of her eyebrows. And then we talked about this week's best. And then I was like, what, your fucking eyebrows? She's like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, they look amazing.
Thank you so much. And like, I rarely ever wear makeup now because it's just, well, A, it's hot and I just like am lazy. But I have see-through eyebrows. So this makes me look like I have a face. So Kosas, what is it? Airbrow gel in soft brown, if anyone cares what color I'm wearing. But that's my favorite of this week. This week's
best. I already Googled it. Heike gave me the advice. Go directly to the site. Yeah, they're sold out on some fucking colors.
It's $22. You know, it lasts a long time. A little goes a long way. And, you know, you just like experience it for yourself. Like, I'm not really going to go into it that much because, like, the product explains itself.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm very envious. Thank you so much. You too can have these eyebrows if you
Yes, you can. And I'm about to. So next time you see me, hopefully my eyebrows will look as good as yours.
Thank you. Well, what is yours this week?
So this week's best for me is the book Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins. I literally read it in 24 hours. It is a phenomenal read. Highly, highly recommend it. Put your fucking phone down, turn off the TV, pick up the book. You will be so glad you did. The characters are so enticing. So do yourself a favor, end your summer with a great read. Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins. Heike bought it.
I did, and I'm reading it. I've read her two other books. They're great. I also like highly recommend it. I'm a little bit slow on the reading train right now. Didn't finish it in one reading or in one sitting like Tessa, but it's great. It's definitely been enjoyable. But yeah. Well, yay. Look at us. We did it.
Our first this week's best. Many more to come.
If we can actually say it right and remember the term for it. But dude, what are we talking about today?
So, you know, I think we should talk about how we put pressure on ourselves and how overwhelming we get when we do that and how we've talked about in the past and what we've learned with one of our guests, Scout, about how making contracts and, you know, sharing some of those contracts that we've made to ourselves and to keep ourselves accountable, because I think there is just so much going on, like personally and worldly, that it's definitely a time when the pressure is so intense. And I know through talking with Heike, through some of my other friends, like, I'm not alone. And yeah, I know the saying misery loves company. But, you know, what can we do to hold ourselves accountable when we're constantly putting pressure on ourselves? We're constantly fucking feeling overwhelmed and just kind of spitball of like, how this past week has even just been super overwhelming. And what we've done, I mean, I've definitely like shut down, which is not a good flaw to do. But I think that's also why I've also started reading more, because I want to get out of my own story. I want to read someone else's story for a little bit.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a really good topic. I think it's something that Tessa and I have definitely been struggling with this last like month, I feel like, almost. Just especially after we spoke with Scout, like this whole making a contract with ourselves, I think, is something that like I will carry on for hopefully a lifetime if I remember. I mean, I did forget my contracts with myself and I talked about it last episode, but yeah, I think just like making those strong contracts is something that's going to be really valuable and helpful, because once my anxiety starts to spiral, like I'm like, I can't even be grounded. Like,
right.
I can't find my footing. I went to lunch with a girlfriend today and I was just telling her how I feel like I'm just like, I feel like I'm treading water. And I think realistically, I'm doing it to myself, you know? Like, yeah.
Are there any things that are triggering that like are making you doing it to yourself, or is just like the anxiety wave that just comes over, and or is it just like a plethora of fucking shit that like 2020 has led us into 2021 and
2022 is seriously like 4 months away?
I know, it's wild.
Yeah, I think it could be a combination of everything. I think too that I was telling Tessa, like, my anxiety loves to break my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I am so good at, and I don't know if it's because I'm a Pisces and I'm just like a daydreamer, but sometimes those daydreams definitely spiral into not so kind thoughts and my anxiety arises. And then I'm just like making up stories in my head and again, like breaking my own heart. So I'm like, why do I do this to myself? And maybe it's like the lack of control, but like, I don't need to be controlling everything in my life. And again, I really do think it's like past trauma of shit from growing up that I'm starting to realize that has surfaced that I'm now working through. So it's just been like a lot. It's just been a whole bunch of lot.
It's like been a whole bunch of fucking lot. And, you know, I think Brené Brown, I've definitely talked about her before and how she definitely resonates with me, because she's done years and years and years of just research. And she's very much like us. Like, if anyone watches any of her TED Talks, she's like, yeah, put me in a room with the therapist. And I'm like, no. I'm going to tell you how it goes, right? And the therapist looks at her and she's like, no. And she's like, okay. So I'll randomly like Google her quotes and listen to her TED Talks whenever I can. But something that I found was about the book she wrote, The Gifts of Imperfection. And I think you'll really like this, Heike. Each day we face a barrage of images and messages from society and the media telling us who, what, and how we should be. We are led to believe that if we could only look perfect and lead perfect lives, we'd no longer feel inadequate. So most of us perform, please, and perfect, all while thinking, what if I can't keep all these balls in the air? Why isn't everyone else working harder and living up to my expectations? Mm. What will people think if I fail or give up? When can I stop proving myself? And I think that the proving myself nails it, because that's where, for me, I go to the spiral of putting the pressure on. I get overwhelmed because then I overcommit. And then it's like, who the fuck am I trying to prove myself? Because let's be honest, no one really is not paying that much attention to me. They're paying more attention to themselves.
Exactly. I know. And I think that's a great quote. That's a great quote. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so weird. And just like the obviously then like what's going on with the world is just like so uneasy sometimes. So I think that's also like a lot of where I don't feel grounded too, because I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what is happening? Like,
why? Last week I had to take a little bit of a step back from social media, and there's all the pros and cons, and I feel like this is obviously a very popular topic. Mm-hmm. And I admire the ones who do, you know, kind of come out, whether it's just to your friends or they do tell social media itself again that they're taking a break. You know, mm-hmm. I even saw someone today, I was scrolling through Instagram stories, and it was a dude, and he was like, hey, you know, FYI, if I'm not like responding back to you, I'm taking a break. Text me, call me if you want. I might be back, I might not. And I was like, that's actually really cool. Mm-hmm. But then on the other end, like, it's a really great platform for a community to talk, like we are, like GWA, like we are here because we don't want anyone to feel alone. Mm-hmm. But I've had so many other friends just this past week be like, I'm down a fucking rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. I can't get off. I can't stop reading. It's just endless shit. It gets consuming, so I don't really know if it's like a bad thing to be like, how do you put that on pause so you can focus on your life, mm-hmm. on your job, on your relationship to be in the present moment when there's so much fucked up shit going on?
I know. And then I'm just like, oh, if I'm not reading this, then I'm not educating myself. But with what's going on outside of the United States, because it's it's mayhem right now. And then I'm just like, oh, but I have the privilege to put my phone away and I don't have to read this. But there's other people out there that are physically living this. So like, how is that fair? You know, and it's just like this.
Who are you trying to prove?
Exactly. And it's like, oh, like it's just really hard. And I have never taken a social media break. And I think that would be so cleansing for my brain. But I just like don't know how to, or at least I need to like make a rule for myself. And I've spoken about it on here before, and I think it only lasted one day, but just like right when I wake up, don't pick up my phone, and like it's not the last thing I see.
I remember back in the day we were drinking in your backyard in San Clemente. And I remember you made it a rule for you and Jake that there was no phones allowed in bed. Do you remember this?
No.
I remember this.
That's a great rule.
I know it is. But hey, you know, one of the best advices my therapist said to me when I wanted to get back into reading, he's like, okay, well, how long would you read? I was like, I don't know, until I fell asleep. He's like, well, how about just a chapter a night? Mm-hmm. Finish a chapter. Awesome. You're done. Chapter a day. But if you read more, that's extra credit, even better. But like social media break, making the contract of, okay, maybe on Sundays you don't go on social media. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like the days you have work, like those mornings, don't start your day looking at social media, whatever, you know what I mean? You can be so creative, mm-hmm. and make a small little contract, a small little rule.
Yeah.
And see how it goes.
I know. I really like that. And I think I need to like make that, like, I think that should be like one of my like first real contracts that I make with myself, because it's like I need to hold myself accountable, because I know that picking up my phone when I'm anxious or when I'm bored is not making me feel any better. And I think I was talking about it with you. I want to start like crocheting or doing something with my hands, like, mm-hmm. when I'm starting to like feel anxious. And like, I'm a creative person, so like, I think that would be really great for me instead of just like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. But you know what's really interesting? I noticed that last week I didn't work out at all because my shoulder blade hurts, mm-hmm. from working out. And mm-hmm. then I did yoga this morning, and I've talked about it on here and to you so many times that like working out, yes, I like want to work out to like make myself like feel better physically, but like it's really like
mental
and like emotional. Like I did a really mellow yoga with Adrian, like morning stretch.
And shout out to Yoga with Adrian, who saves millions of people's lives with her cute dog, her cute self.
Seriously, like I just did a nice like morning yoga flow that was like maybe 20 minutes, and I just like felt like myself again.
You know? I applaud you for having the self-discipline to work out at home. I mean, I know everyone through COVID was so determined to make that happen. But for me, I get so distracted at home if I try to do like a tiny little workout. Like I have the cat, the dog, the this, the that. And I just like don't feel satisfied. I don't know how you do it.
I just like it. I mean, it's something to do with like anxiety and like feeling safe in my house. And also like not having that extra like money to spend on like workout right now. But, you know, bitch got a job. So like I can now afford to go work out. But I just prefer it at home because it's like L.A., traffic is insane and I don't want to have to feel like I'm rushing there and in here. And also it's a little intimidating to like work out next to like really beautiful people.
But I feel like you've kind of, now thinking about it, I feel like you've always kind of been a workout at homer.
Always.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also really good at taking online classes too.
Yeah. How do you do this?
I don't know.
Please share us your secret. What do you do? What do you take? What do you sit?
I'm at a table. Like I'm at this desk when I take my classes. It was more challenging when I did take two classes this semester, or excuse me, last semester, spring semester. Well, one was designed for online, but the other one was designed to be in person, and it was like a creative class, and it's hard to do creative classes online, you know, like when the teacher needs to show you how to do something on Illustrator. So that was a bit challenging.
Did they do it on Zoom?
Kind of, but he got really frustrated because it wasn't working. But I don't know. I feel like because I have been someone that has always like self-taught myself, that it's just something that I'm okay with. You know,
that is a very special, special skill.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely can't be in my own home to get like shit done. Like I can clean, I can do laundry, yeah. I can get like the chores done. But when it comes to me, like, because I am such a nurturer and I want to always, I'm always too mindful for my own good. So even if I'm just with the animals, I'm like, what do you need? Do you need to go potty? You want to go outside? Mm-hmm. And then I get up from my yoga mat and it's like, no, just I would feel way too bad closing the door and then like scratching. That'd be so sad. I couldn't even.
Oh, well, when I was doing yoga this morning, Shrimp was like on my mat and I just like moved around him. And then he got up and left. It's fine. Like, I'm fine with it. I'm just
I would be like, oh my God, Lou, you're so cute. You love me.
I mean, I kept on giving him kisses, but like, I was still like working out. I mean, I think that your contract for yourself should be putting yourself first and not having those distractions. Cause having pets aren't like distractions, but you know, like putting your needs first rather than someone else's or animals, you know?
Yeah, but you gotta simplify that because it's a very, very, very broad contract.
Okay.
You gotta put it down to like just, you know, maybe like this week I didn't do yoga, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm working on a new schedule. It's throwing me off a little bit. And I think when I was doing yoga out here, I was in a very balanced mindset. I felt grounded. And I think the past 2 weeks, I 100% have been on what are those like you know, like the surfing thing to balance your.
Oh yeah, that thing.
Yeah, what is it called?
Like with the board and then the wheel at the bottom. Yeah, yeah, that. Yeah.
Everyone knows what we're talking about. I feel like I've been standing on that because I have been so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I let those feelings just like pour over me. And then I get tired. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to just shut down. Mm-hmm. So I know that a routine is good for me. B, forcing and committing to yoga. Mm-hmm. And obviously what you were saying of like, you felt so much better after, like, everyone knows that working out is really good for your mind. It's good for your heart. You have to be doing it. Like, mm-hmm. it's just good for you. We mm-hmm. should be encouraging everyone to go out for a walk or do yoga or some type of thing to get your heart rate up. But more so mentally too. And I think it does take a while to get to that stage. I mean, I was talking to somebody today and they're like, oh yeah, yoga. I've done it a couple of times, but you know, not really for me. And I was like, that's fine. Like, some people want more of like HIIT cardio mm-hmm. and that's awesome. But I think my body actually enjoys a calmer workout, but you're still getting your heart rate up in yoga. I don't think people understand that. Mm-hmm. So I think the first two contracts would be for me is I too want to take that 24-hour break from social media. Mm-hmm. And then, I would love to go 4 times a week to yoga. But if I make it just 2 or 3, that'd be great.
Or even once.
I mean, yeah.
Don't put that pressure on yourself.
I know.
Start small.
Yeah.
And if you do, okay, I guess like to narrow down my contract for you, you don't have to take any of my advice or my contract. You could literally rip it up if you want to.
Wait, are you giving me a contract right now or is this your own?
No, you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because you haven't been able to like make it to yoga this week. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but you know, maybe do a yoga outside or in your bedroom and shut that door.
Yeah, but what if I don't want to?
Well, that's why I said you could rip up my contract if you want.
I don't want to. I don't know. I'd rather like go out for a walk, but I would have to do that either like in the early mornings or the late evenings because it's been so hot. Mm-hmm. Then it's been so rainy too.
I'm so jealous of the rain. Give me some rain.
Oh, God. I love it. I love it. I needed some rain in my life. It makes me happy because it's always hot and very, very sunny. But yeah, totally. We all make excuses for ourselves of like, mm-hmm. you know, 6 o'clock. Like, do I really want to get up off the couch and go for a walk? Like, yeah, I really fucking do. But am I going to? Nah. It's a 50-50.
Yeah, I told Jake that I wanted to go on a bike ride this week with him. Like, so I started a job. I'm working again. Fucking hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like, it's been 3,000 years. We all know this already, but you know what? It's so nice working from home, but after that like long 8-hour day of just sitting at home, like I need to get out of the house. And so we were going on bike rides, or I was going on a bike ride with my neighbor. And well, now she's gone. She's in Russia, but it's been.
She's in Russia.
Yeah, she went home for a little bit. I know. I'm so sad. I miss her. But it's been way too hot to go on a bike ride here. Like, just like disgusting hot. Like, I think last Thursday was 93 degrees and I thought I was going to have a heat stroke in my own house. I was just so miserable and hot. But it's supposed to like cool down a little bit this week, like 80. That's not that bad, I guess. I mean, it's
cool, still 80 degrees in LA.
It's still hot, but not like miserable. And it'll be a little cooler too in the evening. But yeah, just like I want to continue to move my body after work so I don't just get into that
habit. I'm
in that habit of like, I will just do it tomorrow. And it's so interesting that you said that your mind enjoys yoga more than like high intensity workout. And like, I remember I used to do HIIT. Like, you remember with Jesse, I used to do HIIT workout.
Yeah, you would make me, and
I didn't make
hated
you.
It. And I don't think I never told you.
I never made you do anything.
You said, I'm picking you up tomorrow. And I love Jesse, and what she did was like perfect for me. But I think as I played soccer my whole entire life, like to me, like running and that kind of workout just makes me think of punishment.
Yeah. I mean, again, I did not force her, guys. Don't listen to her. I did not have like a gun to her head and say, get in this motherfucking car. She went on her free will. You know, no, I didn't force her down the stairs to get into my car. Anyways, so I used to do this HIIT workout for like, I don't know, 2 years, and it was so hard on my body, like physically, like it fucked me up. I think I'm like still like, I have some knee problems from it. It was just like very hard on my body, but it's too fast and my mind moves too fast that like what you said, I need yoga to calm my brain, even though when I'm doing it, it's still moving 500 miles per hour, but like at least my body is in like slow repetition.
Or like even when like if we're doing some type of rep where it's like mountain climbers to like you jump up and then you squat and then you jump again and then I'm like, huh?
Yeah, my brain.
I get lost. I get so lost.
Oh yeah, my brain like couldn't like comprehend sometimes. And also like I felt like I wasn't slimming down. Like I felt like I was like almost, and I'm like a very petite, I'm a petite person. Like I'm not very.
And I think a lot of people will call us crazy because I can definitely relate to this because when I was the manager of the yoga studio and I would take boot camp classes and I would kind of get like laughed at a little bit or just given shit like, Tessa, you're only doing 3 pounds. And I'm like, yeah, even though your body is like small or medium or large, like, you know what that feels inside. And the moment mm-hmm. I would lift like 5 pounds or more, like I feel like I was getting like football pad shoulders. Like mm-hmm. I was like looking like a linebacker with my, like, what are these called? My,
I was going to say quads, but that's your legs.
Yeah, no, these.
Your neck.
Yeah, my neck was getting huge. And, but the between your neck and your shoulder. And like, I was like, I'm not doing it. Like, I don't care. I'm doing 3 pounds. Like, I know what will make my body feel good. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just going to be a beast because you want me to be a beast. Like, I don't feel like being a beast.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, yeah. Yoga and Pilates have been like the best thing for me, like mentally and physically. But anyways, like what else are we supposed to be talking about? I feel like we got down like a rabbit hole of working out.
We're talking about working out because working out is really good for your endorphins, really good for your mental health. And that's a little contract that you wanted to do for yourself and myself. That's part of my little contract. And I think by saying it out loud or like writing it down, you know, whatever works for you, whatever mm-hmm. can hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of like, you know, we all want that friend to lean on to be like, are you doing this? And it's like, no, what about ourselves? Like if we mm-hmm. write it down, we say it out loud, like Heike can't make me go take a HIIT class.
I physically can't even do that now since we live on.
Right.
And but again, that, I'm defending myself. I never forced her, you guys.
But that shows as an accountability buddy, which mm-hmm. at that time I definitely needed because I would have slept through. I was not going to drive my ass to that class with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of had to have known subconsciously the only way I was going is if you were picking me up.
Yeah.
But, like, you're in LA and I'm in Hawaii. There's no way we can pick each other up right now to go to a class, a coffee, or whatever. But we can remind ourselves, like, it's totally up to us. Like, whatever's in our best interest that will make us happy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you didn't text me this morning that you were doing yoga. Like, you did that all on your own.
Yes. Well, also, like, I feel like I've, like, bombarded you now that you are, like, full-on host that I was like, I'm just going to let her sleep and not bug her with anything because I know that she had a safety meeting at, like, 6:45 this morning. So I just wanted you to not think of my face and call your dog Heike when you woke up in the morning.
Yes. The amount of conversations that we have been having since our new family GWA partnership, friendship, extravaganza, I've been calling my dog Heike. It's kind of a problem. But in all fairness, her name is Yucca. So it's not that weird to be calling her Heike.
I mean, Heike, Yucca, I guess a little bit, but yeah, no, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
That weird, but it does weird Vicente out when, you know, Yucca wants to go outside to go potty. I'm like, Heike. I'm like, fuck, why did I? He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, sorry. Just constantly talking. I don't know. It just rolls off my tongue now.
You know, I love it. Not going to say I hate it, but, you know, yeah, I'm going to make that contract with myself. I need to make another one for myself with my new job that I have. It's, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure, and we talked about this in the last episode, how, like, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to work, and I have to keep reminding myself, like, no one else is seeing the other drafts or the other, like, my other things that I are making. And, like, this is perfect and good on its own that I need to relax and just like give myself a break. So, and also literally give myself a break because I'm not giving myself a break. So
yeah, I'm curious how this all at home shit works when you're working and you're working like 8 hours or plus, and how do you prioritize a lunch break, a 10-minute break?
Like, I don't.
But when you were like hired on, like, do they walk you through that?
It was literally like hit the ground running my very first day. And, you know, I was telling Jake, I'm like, I feel like I'm running a marathon every day when I'm working there. And again, it's only 3 days a week, so that has a lot to do with why I'm so busy, because I only am there 3 days a week. But it's just like not my vibe anymore. And I just don't want to sound like I'm being lazy, but it's just like, I don't know how I did that for so long. 5 days a week, longer hours when I was working up here, like when before I got laid off, like with my last job. Like,
well, because we do live in a world that's like you have to slave away to get a paycheck. And mm-hmm. if anything, the pandemic has shown us and should remind everyone, like, how important is, like, your mental health is, your relationships, your ability to say no and to shut off the technology, no more emails, no more nothing. And mm-hmm. so I don't know. I mean, I think, yeah, definitely make that contract with yourself because that's not healthy.
No, and it's not. And, like, I'm so lucky and fortunate that everyone that I've worked with and been in contact with so far has been so amazing, so great, so encouraging, receptive, like there when I need them. And I just like feel really lucky, but I just don't know. And I've said this before, I just like don't know if the fashion industry is for me anymore. It's a very toxic, high stress environment. And it's just like I said, not my vibe. Love it, but just not my vibe. Like I just don't know like how, again, how I did that for so long. Just like was okay with working 10 plus hours, bending over backwards, like all the time and like not. And again, I have built my boundaries.
But I think in the beginning, it brought you joy, and it's okay that like after over a decade, like maybe you're ready to find something else other than fashion that could draw your creativity, you know?
Yeah. And like, you know, there's so many parts of that industry that I do love, like photo shoots and networking and getting to know people and just collaborating with one another. Like, I really do enjoy that. Like, I love that part, but just there's some other.
Do you think you would like it if you had an office and you weren't working from home so you could like?
No, because I feel like it's nice working from home because, well, it's actually, I'm hourly, which is great because salary is also great. But however, I really get to like clock in and out. And that's like what I need mentally, especially like, and it could be just really difficult for me too right now because it's been so long since I had a consistent job. I mean, I've done things like here and there, but like I said, the first day, I hit the ground running and like adjusting to that life again has been challenging and has made some anxiety arise in me. Like I feel almost trapped and I'm like, wait, like step back. You're fine. Just like take a deep breath.
Yeah. So
you're doing good.
This trapped feeling, like, doesn't it make you feel super overwhelmed?
Yes. But I think I'm doing it to myself. Like you and I are very similar where we just like take so much on like that. It's just like we're holding like, people keep on like throwing their laundry on us until we just are like laying on our back, you know, like, and they still don't get the hint that that's still too much.
Well, and I do think that's because we also don't communicate that it is too much just because we want to prove to them we can do it all and we're superwomen and nothing can stop us. Mm-hmm. But then it trickles down to like other relationships in our life that we're too burnt out to give out the energy because we've been taking it from somewhere else, you know, and that's the pressure. That's being overwhelmed. That's trying to prove to kind of no one other than ourselves, right? Like, I mean, yeah, you're working from home, but like no one's seeing how you're working. They're seeing the end result.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people that are working feel like they need to prove something, unfortunately. And it's like, I don't know. Like I'm in this company that I work for, like that I have been very lucky that I feel like I don't need to like prove myself because my boss is like, you're doing great. Like words of encouragement and like, you know, really lifting me up. And she even said, well, someone else would have already left by now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
So you have a good boss.
Yeah, I have a great boss. And, like, she is, like, so amazing. And
that's so fucking cool. That's not something I hear from LinkedIn.
I know. And she's very appreciative and tells me that I'm doing a good job. And, like, yes, she doesn't need to, like, hold my hand. But, like, being, like, this is really good. And, like, even, like, the VP of, like, marketing was like, oh, my God, I love this. This looks amazing. I'm like, oh, my God. It's great, you know? So again, like there's pros and cons to like everything, but you know, I'm just, again, adjusting back into work life after so long of not having something consistent. But again, it's like, it's nice to have a routine.
Yes.
I was getting really bored and like, what am I going to do now?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was like a long pause for everybody. Mm-hmm. And
there still is. And like, I feel so blessed and lucky that I was able to like get this position. So I know like that I don't take that for granted.
Yeah. And a remote position at that, which, mm-hmm. you know, obviously like a broken record, everyone's saying it. This pandemic has showed us that like we can do things virtually, just like us recording you in LA right now and I'm in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But that it's nerve-wracking to get back into a job and accepting that you are not at the bottom of the totem pole, but like you've kind of had a break, and getting back from that break and getting back into the saddle and, you know, really understanding like, okay, I'm going to take on this role, but like also being very mindful, like no matter what gets done and no matter how much left is undone, like you're enough. You can go to bed and the work will fucking be there tomorrow.
Exactly. Unless it's a Friday or Tuesday or Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Those are your off days.
And it's really like, it's so nice having those 2 days off.
Right? Oh, I love a weird middle of the week day off.
Yeah, I love it so much. I mean, it like, yeah, we're still working since we like Tuesdays are like days of like recording, which I love that we have like a set day and like, this is like what we do. Like this is, that's our contract for ourselves and for our, like our guests that come on. Like these are our days.
Yeah.
Of course we will make adjustments if need be, but like, I think I have such a hard time and Tessa has definitely held me accountable and been like, hey, but just like, no, these are our days and like
firm
and like be firm. Don't like, you know, wiggle around it. Just be firm and people will be okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to a menu and you're starving and you sit down and you look and there's so many fucking options. Well, what if you had 3 options? That's a lot easier to choose from than like 15.
Than like Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Well, I don't go there because the portions are very big.
No, but I'm just trying to think of like a menu that's like endless.
Oh, and they literally have a dictionary.
Yeah.
Menu. Like sometimes I don't even know what I want to eat to begin with. So having too many options really doesn't do me any good. It takes a lot longer to make a decision.
Yeah, for sure.
So a little bit of options, a lot of boundaries, having these, you know, I don't think you can have too many contracts for yourself. I don't think so.
Unless you like start forgetting like what they are.
Oh, well, so then, you know, I know we have this, right? We're verbally telling ourselves. So I guess the next step would be to write that shit down. You know, maybe we can be those people now where, I don't know if you already are this person, but like writing it on a post-it.
And I was trying to find a post-it.
Oh, why? For your contract?
To write something on the mirror that that I have been forgetting a lot. That my that I've been working really hard in therapy, but that I matter.
Oh, like, I like that.
I just have to like write it down, like I matter.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if there's like really cool magnets that, you know, you can put it on like, either the fridge or some type of like reusable sticky notes. Does that exist?
Post it?
No, that's not reusable though.
Oh, like a whiteboard sticky thing, right?
I love whiteboards. Maybe I'll get like a little mini whiteboard.
You should. I'm just going to like write it everywhere. I mean, like we live in like a really easygoing loft, so I could just like write all over the walls. Jake's like, "What are you talking about? You matter."
It's like graffiti.
He's like, why does it say I matter and I'm worthy all over? So depressing.
No, those are really good reminders. Those are good, tiny, small mental contracts to tell yourself. Like, you know, whether it's like, I am enough, I am grateful, I am not guilty that I live a happy, healthy life. Mm-hmm. You know, every single one of us has to be reminded of something that we can only tell ourselves. You know, like I could tell you that you matter all day and all night, but what really matters is what you tell yourself and if you fucking believe it.
Yeah. And like, you know, I do. And then there's other times that I don't. And like you and I had this conversation and then you were just like, oh, I didn't know that it was like so deep. And I was, then that's when I said like, yeah, my anxiety loves to like break my heart. But
right.
Or maybe it's my imagination. I don't know. But
or maybe it was your period.
Yeah, that too. That fucking too. Dude, like this. I mean, I think my period tries to like
sabotage you.
Sabotage me every month. But this month was especially different. And I'll probably say it again next month that that period was especially different. But I was nauseous for 3 days.
When you were not? Preggers.
No, my friend was like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm yes, sure. Yes.
But it was, I'm yes, sure. I'm yes, sure. I not have no baby.
No baby. But yeah, it was like brutal. But then I was also talking to another girlfriend and she's like, my period's been really bad. So, and again, I think there's this like weird energy shift in the universe that's just making everyone feel uneasy. Again, we're coming off a fucking global pandemic that we're still in. So I can understand how, why we're still feeling uneasy. Like we haven't dealt with the fucking trauma of 2020 yet, you know?
No, it's just intense. It's overwhelming. There's a fuck ton of pressure coming every which way. And there just needs to be one day where you really allow yourself to breathe and reboot. Like for me, it's to get off social media and work out throughout the week, find a middle ground to feel grounded.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't felt grounded in so long. And it's so interesting too, because like when I'm telling some, like when someone comes to me, like when they're having anxiety and I'm like, remember to breathe. But like when I'm having that anxiety, I'm like, why aren't I breathing? Like, why aren't I taking those like mindful breaths? So that should be another contract. Breathe.
Well, yeah, breathe for sure. But what about like breathe
intentionally?
Breathe when you first feel that first sign of like anxiety wave, overwhelm, closing in, and like maybe even like hold your breath for like 5 seconds and then breathe out for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But what's hard is like truly in those moments, like no matter what someone says or tries to do, whether they're on the phone with you, texting you, or face to face with you, like you're feeling what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And until you accept it and let that little moment pass, then you can move on to the next moment of like, okay, I've accepted it. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe now breathe.
Yeah.
Maybe then tell yourself to breathe.
Yeah. I'm like, Tessa, I held my breath for 5 minutes and I passed out and I just woke up.
But I don't have anxiety anymore. I feel okay.
Yeah.
No, five seconds, not 5 minutes.
I know. I was kidding. Jeez. But yeah. Yeah, I think that's good. I think just trying to, you know, put myself back in the moment or just like pull myself down, not lean into it, the anxiety, because it's so easy to just go, okay, I surrender. I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. Like just Do what you will with whatever, you know? But
yeah, but it's different for everybody. You know, you have to find out what works for you because what works for you, Heike, it doesn't really necessarily work for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're very more vocal and I am mute. Yeah. I'm a very mute person. So mm-hmm. like when you don't hear from me and I'm not responding, you know something's up.
Yeah, of course. And like I'm someone that needs to say it so many times that the record is literally broken for me to just be like, okay. Because it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know if it's like visual, and I know texting is visual, but even saying it out loud is almost like visually saying, I don't know.
Connecting.
Do you know
what, with your verbal way of communication?
Yeah, you double, know, I don't know. It's just moment. Like, I think it's just like getting those thoughts out of my brain.
Yeah, and I think anytime, you know, this has nothing to do with anxiety, but kind of does. When I like was in high school and I'd get too stoned, I'd go to the bathroom and like give myself a pep talk, look myself in the mirror and like splash water on my face, drink water out of my hands like a little bowl and be like, you got this. Like, why did I only do that when I was like way too high? Like, mm-hmm. I don't do that ever.
Yeah.
You know, so I really do want to be that person who puts a post-it on my mirror in my bathroom while I'm brushing my teeth and just read it.
Because we easily forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So okay. I encourage you to fucking mark up those walls in there in that loft.
I will.
I matter.
Okay. Let's find some cute post-its though.
No, let's find cute reusable post-its.
Okay. Let's find cute. Because well, that's just like a whiteboard. So let's just like buy a mini whiteboard.
Cute reusable post-its. They've got to have those.
It's like rubber. Right? It's like a whiteboard.
But it can't be, because if it's sticky on the other side and you can put it on the mirror, it's a reusable post-it. Maybe this will be my millions. Reusable. I'm serious. No, actually, look.
Reusable. I can't see. Notes.
Oh, okay. I wish I had like a monitor that I could show you.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan. But I do not have that. I will send you this link. It's a squares, stickies, 4x4, reusable sticky notes. All right. Restickable mini whiteboards. Oh, hell.
Whiteboards. Yes. You heard it.
Made in the USA. I am. I get them anyways. That's a great idea.
Are they expensive?
Let's see. No, $19.99. Okay. I wonder if this was like on Shark Tank.
Well, send me it. Send me the link.
How interesting. Yeah, they can go on plastic, cabinets, stainless steel, and glass.
Wow, amazing. Well, if we buy it, you guys, maybe it'll be one of our this week's best.
Oh, yeah.
TBD.
That would be a really good week bet. That would be a really good this week's best.
Yeah.
I'll leave that one to you.
But with that being said, I think we should just end it here and make a contract with ourselves to – let's make a contract with ourselves and with you guys, the listener, that we're going to hold ourselves accountable for these contracts.
Yeah. Don't depend on anyone else but yourself. Mm-hmm. Just these tiny little contracts. It doesn't have to be a big grand gesture of something. It's just little things that you know will – bring you joy, fill your cup up, allow you to show up in other places in your life that you know you can be more present for. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And thank you, Scout, for introducing contracts to ourselves and making them with ourselves, because that's where we got it from.
Yeah, it was all Scout's idea. Definitely. She is definitely an inspiring new favorite person of mine, mm-hmm. you know, to have an attitude of like, just kick ass and keep going. And who the fuck cares if you fail?
Yeah, kick ass and get shit done. But anyways, this, thanks so much for listening, and make a contract with yourself. Let us know if you make a contract with yourself. Please subscribe, rate, review. It does help us out so much. Follow us on Instagram at GirlsWAnxietyPodcast. Subscribe to our newsletter. We're still trying to like figure out when that is coming out, if we're going to do it bi-weekly, once a month, TBD, but sign up. You might just have one shown up in your inbox as a little surprise. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you Tuesday, guys.
Bye.
Bye.